I was sitting here and looking around here in Jamal's house, and I'm thinking and saying to myself, but this is small. This is little. There are only a few. And the Lord spoke this verse into my heart, and I want to read it to you before we begin. It is in Isaiah 28, verse 10. Do you know what I'm going to say? And the word says, for precept, amen. For precept must be upon precept. Okay. Precept upon precept. Mm-hmm. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little, yeah, and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Hallelujah. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye shall cause the weary to rest.
Yes.
And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
Yes.
Isaiah 28?
10, 11, and 12.
Isaías, ምዕራፍ 28, ከ10 እስከ 12. እና የተነገረን እንዲህ አነባዋለሁ። ኢሳይያስ 28, ከ10 እስከ 12. ትእዛዝ በትእዛዝ ከትእዛዝ ስርዓትን በስርዓት ስርዓት በስርዓት ጥቂት በዚህ ጥቂት በዚያ ነው። በባዕድ አፍ በልዩ ልሳን ለዚህ ድምፅ ይናገራል። እሱም እረፍት ይህች ናት፣ የደከመውን አሳርፉ፣ ይህችንም ማረፊያ ናት ለማረፊያ ናት። እሳቸውም እነርሱ ግን መስማትን እምቢ አሉ እያለ ይናገራል።
Well, here we are speaking another tongue. But the last will not be so with you, where it says, yet they would not hear. But you are those who will hear. Many of your peers will not hear. Many of my peers will not hear. You know, there are other gospels being preached. There are some who are preaching a different Jesus.
Yes.
We met some people yesterday preaching a different gospel. A gospel that makes people happy. Sometimes makes them laugh. We watch the television. You have men in Africa.
ብዙ ሰዎች በአፍሪካ እና ያለን በቴሌቪዥን
men in Nigeria
በተለይ የናይጄሪያውን ሰው
they put on a big show
ትልቅ እየታየና ያለን
but they're not preaching the same gospel that I am preaching. Now, what is the gospel that we are preaching? And why are we preaching this? I'll just remind you of a verse that you already know that Jesus spoke in Matthew 24, where he talked about the end of the way of life in this world as we know it today. And he said, before the end comes, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world as a witness. Last week we preached this gospel of the kingdom in Uganda. Now, the people in America that are in the many churches They don't want to hear this message either. The big men, the rich men that have the big television programs in America, they want to make people happy, but they don't want to tell them that tribulation is coming. I wonder if the Christians in Syria need to be told that tribulation is coming. I wonder if the Christians that were in Libya that were beheaded.
ለምሳሌ በሊቢያ ያሉ ሰዎች ምን ቢነገራቸው ጥሩ ነው ስለ ስደት ስለ መከራ ሊነገራቸው ይገባል
They already know that tribulation is here.
እንዴ ማገራቸው ልንገራቸው
You know it is only by the hand of God that this is being held back from breaking out all over the world.
የዓለምን ሊፈትን ያለው ፍጻሜ ዘመን ታላቁ መከራ ሲሆን የሚያመልጡት በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ተከለሉ ብቻ ናቸው።
If you look at the television and you see the flood of refugees down in southern Hungary trying to break through the fence.
ተመልከቱ በሃንጋሪ በሚባለው ሀገር በተለያየ ክፍል የሆነ ያለው በቴሌቪዥን ብታዩ ሪፊውጅ ያሉት የስደተኞች መፍረስ በከፍተኛ ሁኔታ እንደ ጎርፍ እየሆነ ነው በአለም።
And we in America we sit
ከአረብ ሀገር ከአፍሪካ
ሃንጋሪ በር
And we say oh this is far away from us. The big ocean, they cannot come across here.
አንዳንዶቹ አውሮፓ ሀገሮች ምን ይያሉ ነው ለካውን ሃንጋሪ አላስገባም እንደምትለው ይሄን ሁሉ ሀገር አቋርጣቸው አትምጡ እኛ ማረ መቀበል አንችልም ይያሏቸው
And we said the same thing about the Ebola.
ስለ ኢቦላ ሰምታችኋል
We were in Nigeria when the Ebola broke out.
ኢቦላ በተነሳ ሰዓት እንደዚህ እነሱ ናይጄሪያ ነበሩ
And there were only a few cases in Nigeria. Only 4 maybe up to 12.
ከአራት እስከ 12 የሚሆኑ በዚህ በሽታ ተይዘዋል የሚል ያው ሰምተን ነበር ነው ጊዜው ዜና በሽታው ዘም እንደገባ ናይጄሪያ
But the spirit of fear came upon the brethren the believers too.
እዛ ጋር በተለይ ከነበሩ ጌታን ከሚወዱ ወዳጆቻችን አማኞችም ልብ ፍርሃት አድሮ ነበር
God is holding this back.
እግዚአብሔር ግን ይሄንን መለሰው አንነጥሉ
አሜን
When I came home from Nigeria 1 year ago, I had caught a fever in Nigeria. I didn't have malaria.
እኔ ከዛ በፊት ይዞኝ ያቀም የበሽታ
ወይ I didn't have Ebola
ኢቦላም አልይዞኝ ያቀም
I just had another infection that I picked up from the food
ነገር ግን ወባውም አልነበረም ሌላም አልነበረም ከበላሁት ምግብ ግን ውስጤን የመረዘ ሌላ በሽታ
And by the time I got home I was very sick
ግን ወደ ቤቴ ስመለስ በጣም ታምሜ እናስታውሳለን እኔ እና ፍቅረ በጣም እንጸልይ ነበር
It was only prayer that allowed me to get on the airplane in Lagos.
Amen.
Because they were checking you for temperature. And by the grace of God and the prayer of my good wife, I got on the plane. They flew me home. I got in the car. I drove the car. And I went right to the hospital. And when I told them that I was come from Africa and had a fever, they thought I had Ebola. They put me in a special room. Nobody would come near me. They had this hazardous hazmat uniforms on, face mask. Rita had to wear the thing too. They weren't going to let her come in. I said, she and I have we have been sleeping in the same bed. If she's going to get it, she's already got it. You know, and if it had only been a few weeks later, they probably would have had me on television program. But I didn't have it. I didn't have it. 6 days later, I went home. Amen. Here I am, back in Africa. Africa cannot drive me out. It was last year, exactly. It was the end of August.
And we were there all of August.
We were there all of August. And they released me from the hospital on Labor Day, which is the first Monday in September.
What place was that?
The hospital in Amsterdam, New York.
Okay.
Where my city near me.
በሳቸው New York City ነው የሚባለው የሚኖሩትና ዘካባቢ ነው ሆስፒታል እንግዲህ ቀድም ገልጠውታል ስለ ዘመኑም እንደመሰል አስበው የነበሩት ትልልቅ ካሜራ ያለው ቴሌቪዥን አነጣጥረው የበሽታ ይሄን ይዞብን መጣበለው ለያስታ ማስተዋቂያ ላይ አደረጉ ይነበረ ጌታ ግን በስድስት ቀን አወጣኝ.
There was a Nigerian doctor in the hospital who took care of me.
የናይጄሪያ ዶክተር ነበር ግን እኔን የሚከታተል.
And he knew all about where I had been. He knew where we were staying in Lagos. And he told me that every day all the doctors from other hospitals and the capital of New York in the health department, they would all talk on the phone about me every day. And he said, I told them, my own doctor was on this. My own doctor told them, he said, this man is not a stupid man. If he says he doesn't have Ebola, he knows he doesn't have Ebola. The Nigerian doctor told them, the place he stays, it is so nice that you wouldn't be able to afford to stay there yourself. Well, it moved my soul to know, first of all, we are in the hands of God.
Amen.
It also told me, yes, trouble is coming.
Yeah.
And we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared that trouble is coming to your city too. Some of you may be too young to remember the big trouble in Ethiopia. Were you children when this happened? Do you remember?
Ethiopia?
Yes, here in Ethiopia.
Yes, many times.
Yes. You remember the men that used to come to the meeting when we met at the Sim House?
Yes.
Some of them told how they had been in prison here in Ethiopia,
yeah,
because they were a Christian. Do you remember?
Yes. Bamajemara Akababi Metatau. በአንድ ወቅት ኤስአይኤም ያረፉበት ወቅት ነበረ በጾም በጸሎት ሁሉ ነበር የሚውሉትና በዛው ጠንድ ፕሮግራም አዘጋጅተን ነበር እዛው እዛ ስልጣና ላይ እናገሩ ከነበሩት አብዛኞቹ ከመጡት ውስጥ ግማሾቹ በእስራኤል የሚያርፉ ግማሾቹ በብዙ መከራ ውስጥ በክርስትና ህይወታቸው ያሉ እንደነበሩ መስክረውልናል በጊዜው
Now I want to talk about the true kingdom of God.
እነተኛውን የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ምንድነው የሚለው እንድንነጋገር ፈልጋለሁ.
You see when you talk to some people and you say well I am preaching the kingdom of God.
እኔ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ሰባኪ ነኝ ይሏቸዋል እንደሉ ሲጠይቋቸው.
Are you preaching the kingdom of God?
አንተ ሰብከዋለህ የክርስቶስን መንግስት. Yes.
Amen. But most people think the kingdom of God is the system of churches.
ንገራቹ ግን አንደንዶቹ ምንድነው አሉ እንድማዝማች
የሚያምን መንግስት ማለት የቤተክርስቲያን ዘዴ ነው እንስልከን
አዎ የቤተክርስቲያን ዘዴ ወይም ስርዓት ስልት አድርገው ነው የሚያዩት እግዚአብሔር መንግስት መስበክ ማለት እነሱ አይደል ባሁን ዘመን ይባል አድርገውታል መኖር ያለውታል ይሰጥ
So is the kingdom of God the Catholic the Coptic?
እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ማለት ካቶሊክ ነው ኦርቶዶክስ ነው ምንድን ነው?
Is the kingdom of God the Pentecostal organizations the Assembly of God?
በመንፈስ አማኞች መጥምቃውያን እንደምንለው ማለት ነው Assembly of God ወይም ሌላ ምን ማለት ነው?
Is the kingdom of God the Baptist churches?
ወይስ ደግሞ እነዚህ መጥምቃውያን አጥማቂ ባፕቲስት ምንለው ማለት ነው እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ምን ማለት ነው?
The independent Baptist.
ወይስነዚህ ደግሞ ምንድነው የሚባሉት?
The independent full gospel churches.
ወንጌል ማለት ነው ወይስ?
We can make a great list, can't we?
ምን የትኛው ነው?
Is that the kingdom of God?
ይሄ ነው እንደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ማለት አሁን ያልኩት ነው ወይ?
From the time I was a very young man,
እኔ በመጀመሪያ ገና ወጣት
I remember I was about 21 years old.
የ21 ዓመት እድሜ በነበርኩ ጊዜ
And I began to ask God, What do you mean by the kingdom of God? I read all these verses, but I don't see, I can't understand. Of course, in those days, I was not baptized in the Holy Spirit. How many of you know you cannot see the kingdom unless you're born again?
እንደምታቁት ዮሐንስ 3 ላይ ተቀሰልን ሰው ከሆነ ከመንፈስ ጋር ተወለደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ማለት
Now you know that's in John chapter 3.
Yes, I already mentioned.
Yes. But do you know that you cannot enter the kingdom unless you are born of the spirit and of the water?
ከመንፈስና ከውሃ ሰው ጋር ተወለደ በቀር እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ሊገባ ወይም ላይ አይችልም ይላል.
So I was born again But I still couldn't see the kingdom of God.
እንደልጃለሁ ገና አሁንም ግን እዛ ክፍል ላይ ያነበብኩም ወደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት እንዳልገባ ረዳ ነበርና ጠይቅ ነበር.
The born of the spirit and of the water surely helps you also to see.
ከውሃና ከመንፈስ መወለድ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት እንዲታይ ትልቅ አስተዋጽኦ ያለበት መልእክት ነው.
Now Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Matthew 6. በማቴዎስ 6 ላይ 33 ያለውን አስቀድማችሁ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ጽድቁንም ፈልጉ ሌላው ይጨመርላችኋል.
Now here we are, we're all mature people here.
እያለነው እርግጠኛ ነን ሁላችንም የበሰልን ወንድሞች ነን.
There's no children here among us, is there?
Yes, no.
No.
ህፃናት የለም ልክ ነው ማለትችን.
So you would surely believe that you know what the kingdom of God is, wouldn't you?
እንደበሰሉ ሰዎች እግዚአብሔርን መንግስት ምስጢር ማወቅ አለባችሁ መረዳትም አለባችሁ.
Yeah. Yes. So let me go back in my life to tell you a little about me.
ለማለስ ወደ ህይወት ምስክሬና ልንገራችሁ ስለኔ.
Now Fikri knows that how many years did we say 16 years ago? I was already preaching the kingdom of God.
ፍቅረል ያውቅ ይችላል 16 አመት በፊት ይመስለኛል ይሄንን የመንግስቱ መንገድ ሰብክ ያለው ማለት
ነው. And 23 years ago now I was first went to Nigeria. I think it was 23. Yeah, I think 23 would be a good number. 1989, was that 23? Oh, that's more than that, wasn't
26.
It? 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first missionary trip outside of America. That was Brother Bert's first missionary trip. He and I were partners, two and two. Amen. I remember, I can tell this story, can't I? Okay, I'm recording it, I know. But I remember Brother Bert and I had a talk. We were in a hotel somewhere in Nigeria. And Brother Bert said to me, Brother Mark, I wish I could teach the word like you do. And I said, Brother Bert, I wish I could prophesy like you do. And we decided that each one had a gift. And that was the way God meant it to be.
You know, he said to me, Paul, he says, I wish I could sing like Brother Jim.
I wish I could play the guitar. 20 years ago, I bought a guitar. Two years ago, I sold it. I decided I'm never going to play this guitar. Okay, so let me go back about 20 years ago. And I'm preaching the Word of God all the time. I'm preaching the Kingdom of God. I understand this book. I've read it. I knew Brother Duciel personally. I traveled with Brother Duciel. We went to Ukraine together. He and I together.
Okay, sorry. አሁን በህይወት የሉም ግን እሳቸው በአካል እኔ ደርሼባቸዋለሁ አቃቸዋለሁ የህይወት መንገዳቸው ነው ይሄን ከመጻፍም ባለፈ ህይወታቸውን ተካፍያለሁ.
And so I know the kingdom of God.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ምስጢር ምን እንደሆነ ተረድቻለሁ.
So for a year, maybe 2 years,
ከሁለት አመት ገደማ በኋላ
I had such pain in my shoulder, in the joint. I went to the doctor. He put a shot of cortisone. It was good for 2 or 3 days. And then it was gone. And I came to the understanding, I don't think the doctor can help me. Now I know a little about doctors. I've been a registered nurse. I've been a hospital administrator. I've been in a position where I hire doctors and I fire doctors. I know what doctors can do and I know what they can't do. So I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, my God, heal me. One year, I kept going to the Lord. Lord, heal me. Lord, heal me. The doctor can't help me. Heal me. Lord, do you want me to go all my life and preach the gospel and have pain? So after about a year, I said to the Lord, Lord, It has been 1 year. Surely you have heard me by now. I know that you are a hearing God. I know that you are a God who can heal. What is my problem? What are you trying to say to me? What do you want out of me that I am not giving you? What do you want that I am not doing? Where am I blind that I cannot see? I know that you know how to talk to me because I have heard your voice before. I need you to tell me, where am I failing you? You see, sometimes when you get sick and it doesn't want to heal, sometimes you need to press into God and you need to say, God, you have a requirement and I'm not seeing and I'm not hearing. Sometimes you want an answer to a question. And the answers from God are not cheap. They cost. This is what it means that the wise virgins had bought oil and they had to pay for their oil. Your intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ comes with a high price. When you are first born again, you have a little honeymoon with Jesus. You know what I mean. It's like when you first marry your wife, you know, everything is, you talk all the time, you know, you're always together. You want to know all about each other. And every time you talk to Jesus, he answers you right away. He's so quick to answer you. You never have to wait for an answer. You know, and you say, you hear from the Lord, yea, thus saith the Lord, you know, and he speaks right away. And after a few years, you have to press harder. And after 20 years, you have to press harder. And he requires more of you. So for about a week, every day, I said, I am going to go after the Lord until I get an answer. Every day, I said, Lord, what is my problem? And the quiet voice, no, not the loud voice, the voice that you think it's just your mind speaking to you. You think it's just a thought that came. Yeah, and this little thought comes to me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I ignored it. I ignored it. No, just another verse, you know. I'm just thinking about the Bible, that's all. And the next day, I get up, oh God. Oh God. Tell me, oh Lord. Tell me, I'm going to press you until I get an answer from you. This little thought comes into my mind. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Three or four times, this little thought comes into my mind. You know, I'm not known to be the smartest and the best guy to hear the voice of I have been known to be slow to catch on. I admire people that can just catch it right away. But I will say one thing. Once I catch it, I've really got it. You know, my wife used to call me Bonehead. Bone. Just bone. Okay, so probably the third or fourth time, I thought, maybe this is the Holy Spirit. And so I began to argue with God about it. I said, seek ye first the kingdom. What have I been doing? What am I preaching? I'm preaching the kingdom. What do you mean telling me to seek the kingdom? Haven't I been seeking your kingdom for 20, 30 years or whatever? And then I thought, okay. All right, I'll look it up. Where'd you say it was, brother? Matthew 6?
6:33.
Okay, all right, Lord, I will read it. I will look it up and I will read it. No, I wasn't being disrespectful to God. I was just being frustrated. And it says, now where?
33,
okay. So let me go back a little bit. And he says, verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
እንግዲህ ምን እንበላለን ምንስ እንጠጣለን ምንስ እንለብሳለን ብላችሁ አትጨነቁ ይህንንስ ሁሉ አዛብ ይፈታል ይህ ሁሉ እንዲያስፈልጋችሁ የሰማይ አባታችሁ ያውቃልና ነገር ግን አስቀድማችሁ የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት ጽድቁንም ፈልጉ ይህ ሁሉ ይጨመርላችኋል.
Now, what did Jesus mean when he said, these are things that Gentiles seek? Who are Gentiles? Do any of you believe that you're Gentiles?
Yeah?
Yes, I believe that.
Yes, my wife, she say before we born again, we were Gentile.
What about now that you're born again? Are you still a Gentile? Can you give us the verse that says you're not Gentiles anymore? What did Paul say about who is the true Jew.
Yes.
ስለ እውነተኛ አይሁዶች ጳውሎስ ምን አለ በመልእክቶቹ?
A true Jew is not the one of the circumcision of the flesh.
በስጋ የሚገረዝ አይደለም እውነተኛ አርማዊ ወይ
How did Paul say it?
ምን ማለት ነው ጳውሎስ ይሄን ሲል? የልብ መገረዝ ከምንድን ነው? ውስጥ ነው
I if we could find that verse.
Are you thinking Galatians?
It might be in Galatians.
Yes, yeah, in Galatians. I think he was saying about it's not outward thing.
It's not the outward thing that makes the true Jew.
Yes.
So the words Jew and Gentile in the New Testament, what is it?
For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision, is that it?
No, it says something about a true Jew.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's there, that's part of the verse, that's another verse that confirms it, what Joanne just read. I think the word is true Jew. Yeah, go ahead and finish that verse then.
Would you tell me the verse, the chapter? It's Galatians chapter?
Yeah. 5.
Mirafa, Mr. Galatia?
6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ማነ መገረዝና አለመገረዝ አይጠቅም በክርስቶስ ሆኖ ያለ እውነተኛ እምነት እንጂ ያለ ጳውሎስ የተናገረው
I think it's where the word circumcision is used.
Yes.
Well, it's used in chapter 2. The confrontation when he had a confrontation.
No, that's not it.
Peter.
I don't think that's it.
Mhm. Is it 16?
Let me see, 16.
Is the Israel of God? It doesn't say the true
No,
Jew,
that's not it either. Anyway, you know what? I think I can find it here. Amen. Okay, Romans 2, 28 and 29.
Romans 2?
Yes, Romans 2. Let's see what Romans 2, 28 and 29 say. Yeah. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So it doesn't really come right out and say true Jew, but that's what it means.
Okay. Rome mara folat ko tanha simintna hazin indila. Begilt ayhudawi yihona ayhudawi aidellemna begilt besiga yemiderreg megerez aidellemna. Daru gin besuwur ayhudawi yihona ayhudawi no. መገረዝን በመንፈስ የሚደረግ የልብ መገረዝ ነው እንጂ በመጽሐፍ አይደለም በእሱ ምስጋና ከእግዚአብሔር ነው እንጂ ከሰው አይደለም ምራፍለት ሮሚ 28:29
So now remember
Asawihin.
Jesus in speaking this word to me is setting me up
ስለዚህ ኢየሱስ እየተናገረ ያለው እዚህ ቦታ ላይ ስፍራ ለኔ ይኖራችሁ ማለት
ነው He's setting me up for some discipline.
ስለዚህ ያላችሁ ያለው እንደውም እንደተሳሳት አይነት ምክር ልበለው መገረዝ ወይም ምን አለ መገረዝ አይጠቅምም በክርስቶስ ያለ
I'm going to get a scolding. He's going to scold me. He's going to give me some discipline. He's going to give me some training. How many of you know some of us old servants of God need training from God.
Discipline.
So the first thing is he's saying here is if you spend your life seeking after what will I eat, what will I wear, what was the other thing here, what will I drink, what will I eat, how will I be clothed, oh, I don't have anything to wear. So if this is our orientation of life, then you're acting like a Gentile. In other words, the word Gentile means people of the world. People of the world, this is what they go for. Unbelievers. Unbelievers of the world. So, you see, Jesus is changing the definition of who is Jew and who is Gentile. You know, there are people in Ethiopia that believe that they are Jews. Because they can prove they have some DNA in their blood. That makes them Semites. And not Africans or whatever. But you see, they're missing the point.
Right.
That is not what makes you a real Jew. DNA does not make you Jew. Amen. You know, there's a move in America today. People from Germany, people from Iceland, people from Sweden. They're all looking on the internet. They're reading all, where are the lost 10 tribes? Maybe I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. You know, I'm from
Judah.
No. Judah wasn't a lost tribe.
The ten.
Naphtali.
Naphtali.
Yeah.
Zebulun maybe or Azer.
Who?
Zebulun.
Yeah, Zebulun.
Zebulun.
Oh, maybe I'm related to Zebulun.
Yeah.
You know, you're chasing the wrong thing. That is not what is going to make you a Jew in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go on. After these things the Gentiles seek. It says, your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Now, God knows that I need food. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to quit working and lay in my bed all day long and say, God, send me food. No, you see, there's a balance.
Balance maragalla bunda pachala da dabba balacho. Egziaber yasbal binibalem metfo yihonon akahet kazab ga yemiyamassaselenin indinitaw no inji siran indinisara egziaber yifelgal.
I remember a man one time.
Andi sawstawsalla andi.
He said, I don't have a job.
Sira yellenyim male.
I said, well, what are you doing about it? He said, I'm praying. I'm praying that God will find me a job. I said, but what else are you doing besides praying? No, God knows I need a job. He'll find me a job. I said, but the word of God also says, ask and ye shall find.
Yes.
So that means you need to go to some employers that are hiring people and ask. It says, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So that means you have to go some doors, knock on the door. Hello, I'm Brother Mark. I understand you might have a job. I'd like to apply. And you have to seek. So I cannot just sit in my chair and pray and say, God knows I have need of a job. Then I heard a preacher say one time, well, I asked God one time and he knows and I'm not going to ask him again. But that word ask in the Greek, it says something that the English does not say. They have words in the Greek that mean it keeps on happening. You keep on doing it. Yes. So that means you ask and you keep on asking.
That's right.
You knock and you keep on knocking. You ask and you keep on asking. And God will either tell you, no, I don't want you to have that, or He will get it for you. Do you remember the story that Brother Bert, did he ever tell about the woman in Nigeria that wanted a husband?
Pardon?
Did he ever tell you the story?
No.
Well, he gave this woman a word. She was a young woman. I wish he could tell the story because I'll probably get it wrong. But this woman had a specific list of requirements that she wanted of a husband. She wanted him to be this, she wanted him to be that, she wanted him to be this. And the word that the Lord gave her was, yes, I will answer your prayer, but you must give me time because the man that you are asking for does not yet exist. So the Lord said, you must give me time and I will make that man for you. So when you ask God for some things, you have to give God time to search through the land to find what you're looking for. So a couple years later he went back and he saw that woman, and she had a husband. I can tell you another little story. When I was in London, this is maybe 20 years ago too. Did you meet Bola and Coyote?
No.
In London? Do any of you know them?
No.
They're good saints of God in the London group.
You met them in Czech.
You met
them in Czech, Bola and Coyote. They were in Czech conference. You met them.
Now, 26 years ago when we went to Nigeria, we went to Port Harcourt and we preached at the university at Port Harcourt.
Port Harcourt mi bale Nigeria kafla lai university lai yenen malakt sabakal.
Many of these people who are following this word now from Nigeria caught the vision of that word at that meeting in Port Harcourt.
Ahun bebizu aqtacha Nigeria lai yenen malakt izaw yasfaqo yallut yanne majemmeria university gebten yagenyanacho wotatoch no yenen malakt izaw zare agbetaw adgaw.
Sister Bola was one of them. She told me, "I remember when you came to Port Harcourt." So some years later, they went up to London. And there were about six or seven young Nigerian girls that were living together in an apartment somewhere in London. And I went to their Sunday meeting. Brother Campbell went somewhere else. They were very poor. Their table was a cardboard box. They had one chair, and they gave me the chair. So I preached a message about the Bride of Christ. After the meeting, they made a little rice for lunch. And then I said to the girls, I said, "Do you have any questions?" And one of the girls said, "Yes, we want to be bride." I said, "Praise God, you want to be the bride of Christ." And they laughed and smiled a little bit and they said, "Well, yes, but we want to be real brides." I said, "Okay, then let us ask. We're going to ask." So I prayed for them and I asked God to bring them a husband. All six of the seven quickly got a husband. The seventh one got an offer from a man. He offered, he proposed.
Okay.
But she turned him down. So I'm telling you, I was in the process of asking and seeking and knocking. And here is the verse then. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
yes,
and all these things shall be added unto you."
Right.
Now I knew that verse. But you see, God wanted me to put my eyes on that verse and read it to myself again. And then he began to bring understanding of what is seeking first the kingdom of God. And then I repented. I said, oh, I have the cart in front and the horse in the back. I have it backward. I have been seeking my healing in the name of the kingdom, of course. But nevertheless, I have been seeking this problem. And I said, oh my God, forgive me. Now you see, in my arrogant thinking, I was saying to myself, well, of course I'm seeking the kingdom of God. What else could I be seeking? I mean, I understand all this doctrine. Of course I'm seeking the kingdom. But I wasn't. I was seeking the thing that I needed. I was not believing that God already knew. It was not wrong to ask. But I was becoming obsessed with that thing. So I made a confession to God. I said, okay, God, I repent. And here's what I will do. I will never, ever again mentioned this to you. I will never speak of it again to any other person. No man will hear. I will not ask any man to pray for me anymore. If it blesses you to have me in pain for the rest of my life, I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I said, neither will I show that I have pain. If I move wrong, I will not go. I will not show that. Now, at the same time, I was having big financial problems. God had forced me out of a very good hospital job. I didn't do anything wrong. I had taken a job where the place was going bankrupt, and I knew they were going bankrupt, but I took the job. And when the bankrupt business was finished, they told me that I should go now, and they hired somebody else. So my wife had to go to have surgery in the hospital. The hospital told me that it would all be taken care of under a certain kind of grant that they had from the government. And then after I remember I went to the hospital in on December 29 or something, and I said, I want you to give me my bill now because you have this program that'll pay for it. And they said, wait a few days till we have all your expenses and then we'll give it to you.
I went back
on about the 3rd of January. And they said to me, oh, we don't have that program anymore. It ended at the end of last year. So now I owe them
$10,000.
And I owned a house. And because God took me out of my job, I was running behind on making the payments. I was almost behind with the bank. So the bank was going to also come and say, you're not paying, so we're going to take your house. So I made another statement to God at the same time. I said, God, you went to a lot of trouble to get me this house. You prophesied about this house. And you gave it to me. Now, if it pleases you to give it to the unrighteous people of this world, then blessed be the name of the Lord. But you know that I need a place to live, sheltered from the rain and warm in the winter. So that, if you take it from me, you'll have to find me something else. Okay, I have to tell you what happened. So, first on the healing, I said, I will think no more about it. It's all done. I'm going to have pain the rest of my life. Bless the Lord. I am so happy. I am pleased. The Lord knows. And I never thought a thing about it. 3 days later, I am scratching in my back. And I thought, where's my pain? What happened? It's gone. I don't know where it went. I said, well, praise the Lord. Then, it was a few weeks later, somebody came and they bought my house and paid me the money. And I went down to the hospital and I wrote them a check for the surgery my wife had. And the woman said, we were going to turn this over to an attorney to come and forcibly collect from you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I know that we've been going an hour about, but let me just say one more thing about the kingdom of God. You see, the Pharisees and the disciples, they heard Jesus preaching the whole book of Matthew is preaching the kingdom of God.
Yes, praise God. And the Matthew Songil Mulun Yemiaura Salabia.
Now the Pharisees came and they said, So when are we going to see the kingdom of God? And he said to them, the kingdom of God is not with observation. But the kingdom is within you. Now you see, if you're looking for the kingdom of God, if you're looking for a sign, if you're looking for a church building, if you're looking for the pastor, if you're looking for the breakout of great miracles, you're
going
to miss the kingdom of God. I remember when this man from Florida, Todd Bentley, about 10 years ago, maybe. Was it about 10 years, Rita?
No, it hasn't been that long.
We were in Ireland when we heard about it. Yes, I think it was.
Is that long?
It's been maybe even more.
Wow.
Could be 11, but not more than that.
Sorry, he's passed away now.
No, he's not passed away. He's just...
Man?
No.
He's your age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Benid me alla sauno, Florida alla watak no. Yezare...
People
you met him before 10 years? Or
about 10. I don't have television. Okay. I don't watch news. I don't watch TBN. I don't watch God Channel. I don't know what's going on. I get my news about the kingdom of God from the Word and the Spirit. So the people that we were staying in Ireland.
Ireland.
Ireland. They said, have you watched the God Channel? I said, I don't even know if there is a God Channel. Well, they said, there's a mighty man of God. So they said, come down, we'll turn the television on for you and we'll see. And I saw the man. He was rough looking. Have you ever seen these men that ride these big motorcycles and they have tattoos on their arm? Earrings. Maybe you don't have them here in Ethiopia, but we have that kind in America. there's a gang called Hell's Angels. I was in Russia and I saw the Hell's Angels motorcycle people in Moscow. This guy looked like he climbed off of one of those motorcycles, Hell's Angels kind. And they had him on television and he was, I didn't hear him preach. He didn't say anything about the Word of God. He was just going over to people and bam, bam, and they'd fall over. And the people said, this is a mighty move of God. This is the thing that we are looking for. This is, we are looking for this before the coming of Jesus. Some of the pastors in the city where I live. Yes, they were filling the buses with their people and driving all the way down to Florida. How many, 2,000 miles?
መኪናቸውን ሙሉ እየሞሉ ይሄዱ ነበር
You see they were looking
ይመለከታሉ
It was only a few weeks later and the man fell into sin. He betrayed his wife. He fell into sin with his secretary. And it was all over. So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not something you will see with your eyes. But it is a spiritual kingdom. Just one more thing. You have a hard time understanding that. I had a hard time. Jesus' disciples, after 3.5 years, they didn't understand. When they came to arrest Jesus in the garden, Peter got his sword. He wasn't after the man's ear, he was after his head. And the man, you see, they still thought that the kingdom of God was something that they would see. Jesus on a throne. Take over the politics. You know, have my man for the mayor and our man for president, you know. Jesus said, put your sword away.
Yes.
Pilate, one more verse. Pilate said, what have you done? Why are you here? And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight. Now, we're going to fight, but we're not going to fight the way soldiers fight. We're going to fight spiritual wickedness in high places. God bless you.